You're listening to SBS News.
When Dola Akhtar Reba was 12 years old, matchmakers from her village in Bangladesh came knocking on her mother's door, believing the young girl would make a good wife.
When I was 12, some of my neighbor did that kind of work, and they come to my mom to tell that give your child a marriage. I have a very good boy. I know a very good boy who can marry your child.
Her own mother was married when she was 13 to a man 8 years her senior. It resulted in the loss of her innocence, the loss of an education, and physical abuse from her husband's family.
My mom lost her dreams because my mom wanted to be a banker when she was younger, but she was not able to do that. My mom lost her education. My mom, I saw my mom to read books. And she told me that she wants to be a banker. She loves to do study. She missed his childhood memories because she didn't get chance to spend that. And also she, my mom faced lots of physical crisis because when my mom get at the earliest, my father's family don't want to accept her. And they used to do lots of violence of my mom.
Child rights advocates working in Bangladesh say the country has one of the highest child marriage rates in the world. More than half of the girls there are married before they turn 18, and 18% of them before the age of 15. Aid organization World Vision says being married so young can endanger a girl's health, cut short her education, and increase the likelihood of her remaining in poverty. Mercy Jumo, Senior Policy Advisor on Child Rights Policy and Advocacy at World Vision Australia, spoke to SBS News about some of the dangers.
If they are being married before they are 18, they are too young. Their bodies are not even ready to be mothers or wives. And there are health problems then associated, you know, with that kind of change on their bodies. We are looking at sexually transmitted diseases and HIV/AIDS. We are also considering that teen pregnancies and teen births are problematic because the body is not really ready to give birth to another life. So a lot of problems happen.
Affected by her mother's lack of a childhood, Dola, now 16, is one of several young activists working with child rights activists to educate parents about the harm that can be done to children if they're made to marry at a young age. Dola joined World Vision, received some training, and has been part of a team of adults and children advocating for an end to violence against children. She and her colleagues have stopped more than 600 child marriages in the past 2 years alone. The charity uses donations to sponsor girls at risk around the world, including in Africa and in Nepal. Mercy Jumo says World Vision has been working closely with communities in Bangladesh to prevent child marriages by directly engaging with families through clubs and child forums and training them and their parents to be proactive in stopping the practice. Dola has also been a member of the World Vision Child Forums since she was 10 and is now part of the leadership team. Last year, she visited the United Nations in Geneva to speak on behalf of girls in her home country and shared the success of her work. Another young activist fighting to end child marriage is Hilal. His real name cannot be revealed due to threats against him for his advocacy work. The 19-year-old lives in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, and has been on the front lines of the battle against child marriage since he was 12 years old. For him, the realization of how it victimizes children came when it happened to his sister. She was married at almost 15 and fell pregnant the following year. Hilal spoke to SBS News over the telephone from Dhaka about what happened to his sister.
When I saw my sister victim of child marriage, after the 1 year, maybe after the 1 year, 2 months, she was impregnant. Then, after the 2 years, her husband divorced her. So she is very much struggling her life. When her husband divorced her, her baby also was sick. She was sick. You know, a 16 years old child, she born a child. She also a child. How do she control other's child? Then I learned what's the reality. Then I'm working for the stop child marriage.
Hilal has been directly and indirectly involved in stopping 69 child marriages, sometimes in dramatic circumstances. Storming weddings he's not invited to, sometimes accompanied by police officers, Hilal has faced dangerous situations, even within his own family.
One of my cousins invited me for his marriage, because he's doing a marriage. When I go to the place, she is 15 years old. So I ask her, how old are you? She's girl told me I'm 18 years old, but I didn't believe, because I know I'm working with many children. I'm told her, can you show your birth certificate? She told me I don't have any birth certificate. So I told the register, you don't have any birth certificate. How arrange this marriage? At the same time, one of my cousin, he actually take a bamboo. He's taking a bamboo to punish me. So he actually punished me. He just downed me on of my side, one of my left side.
Despite being beaten, Hilal went to the district officer in charge of the village and with him stopped the wedding. Child marriage is not only a problem in Bangladesh. Globally, 23 girls under 18 are married every minute, and over the next decade, 13 million more child marriages are forecast due to the economic impacts of COVID-19, according to the United Nations Family Planning Association. World Vision's Ms. Jumo says people in impoverished areas are becoming more desperate than ever before and are giving up their daughters, some as young as 10, for marriage.
Parents will feel, you know, if we marry off the child and get the bride price, at least we can buy bread today and, you know, take care of today's expenses. And that child has gone into a family where maybe they can eat. But we all know that, you know, things don't work out, you know, as evenly as that.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.